Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. The hardest thing about doing national shows is really I'm just dying to ask all the experts about the Giants. But I have to wade through all the other stuff first. Mel Kiper Jr., ESPN senior NFL draft analyst.
It's 9 o'clock, Max, not 8.
What?
Did you say 8 o'clock?
Never mind, because it went right over
the head. I heard a key. I just let it go. It's off in Pluto.
It's 8 o'clock in Kansas City, guys.
Did I say 8 o'clock?
Yeah, Mel.
Did I say 8 o'clock?
Yeah, you did say 8 o'clock.
When?
Literally, just like a minute ago.
By the way, this is what happens from sleep deprivation, right? All right, Mel Kiper Jr. here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max here at 9:01 a.m. Eastern.
Hey, Mel, real quick, I have to ask you a question. Is it when, like, your mom has said this to people before in the past? I know my mom used to say it to me all the time. Like, you're hearing me, but you're not listening to me. Or is it you're listening to me, you're not hearing me? Which one do you think it is, Mel?
It could be both.
Oh, God. It is. It's confusing.
Yeah, it does. It is.
Is it really confusing?
You just don't know. It's like a mystery. You know?
Is it confusing, Mel?
It is.
Because Max does neither.
Yeah, I don't listen nor hear.
Nor listen.
No, I like to talk.
That's the problem,
Mel. I like to talk, though.
Yeah, we got that.
Max is like me. Max is like me, Jay. He listens to what he wants to.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I never
and I'm still adjusting to that Central Eastern. So we got out to Kansas City, and I'm thinking, noon meeting? No, it's 11. Everything was an hour, so I was really confused in
Wait,
Kansas City.
Wait, you're still in Kansas City?
No. When I was out there, Key, I had to adjust to that hour difference, which, you know, you think you're just not on schedule with stuff. You don't think that way when you've always been in an Eastern time zone. So it was I finally got used to it when I was flying back home.
See, Max is trying to keep you comfortable, Mel. He was trying to keep you in that time zone.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling like I'm in KC. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Good job, Max.
Who had the best draft, Mel?
I thought the Eagles and the Seahawks did. Yeah, I thought the Giants, I thought teams, Arizona, I thought a lot. And the thing is, people say, well, why didn't you give a D or an F? This was not a great draft. I talked to numerous teams. I talked to Todd yesterday about it. And I said, during our podcast, first draft podcast with Field Yates, and he said, no, he said, I don't think anybody botched the draft. I don't think you can sit there and say anybody screwed up this or didn't do this or should have done that. It wasn't any one team you could identify as a team that had the worst draft. So I didn't put anybody in that category. People want to keep saying, I said the 49ers. I didn't say the 49ers had the worst draft. It was the last team listed. They had a B-minus grade. Four or five other teams had a B-minus grade. So there was no worst draft in the NFL this year.
What about Detroit? Detroit was puzzling, huh?
Yeah, from a standpoint of key of who they drafted and where they drafted. But let's face it, Jahmyr Gibbs is a heck of a all-around talent who's a game-breaker. And Jack Campbell, if he would have been drafted in the second round, we would have said, boy, that's a nice player, right? So it's not like it's a player we didn't like. So and LaPorta, Branch, and Hooker were all – nice picks where they went, particularly Branch at 45, Hooker at 68. Antoine Green, a receiver from North Carolina, at 219. So if you say that was a reach, then they made up for it with some other value picks. So for me, the Lions got a solid B grade. Gibbs is going to be moved around. He's going to be on special teams in a return game. Like I say, he's going to be a weapon. It's hard to find big, tall, rangy linebackers who are as productive as Jack Campbell was at inside linebacker. That's why I also like Drew Sanders coming out of Arkansas. So those were two rarities at the inside linebacker spot, Campbell and Sanders.
How do you think the Cowboys did with Mazi Smith and
Schoonmaker?
Schoonmaker tied in that they needed, obviously, right? And then they pick up Overshawn at the linebacker position. Those top three picks, how do you think they did there?
Well, Mozzie's is a run stuffer, and that's what they really needed in that division, if you think about it, with Barkley, the Eagles, and Washington. So Mozzie had 48 tackles. He's got to learn how to get after the quarterback, get some technique, and get after the quarterback a little better. But he is a guy, a freakish talent, and he's exactly what they need. They need a plugger in the middle. They need to free those linebackers and basically assist in the run stuffing. So to me, that wasn't a bad pick. There were numerous teams that I talked to that liked him as a late one, early two. Schoonmaker, after Dalton Kincaid was traded up for by the Bills, which was a smart move. They had been linked, the Cowboys had been linked to Dalton Kincaid for months. Buffalo, these teams are all aware of mock drafts. I don't think that Belichick isn't aware of things that's going on with the Jets, and other teams are aware, the Steelers are aware, and everybody sees what the Jets and Pittsburgh knew. Hey, Broderick Jones could be a Jet. Let's get ahead of them. Let's work out a deal with New England, get ahead of them. Now, the Jets say, hey, we may have not taken Jones. That was the word from people in the league. Maybe they weren't going to take Jones. Who knows? But in Dallas's case, they were linked to Kincaid. Buffalo jumped ahead and got him. Then Dallas, I wouldn't say settled, but took Luke Schoonmaker in the second round out of Michigan, who can catch the football. He'll block. He's a tough kid. He's getting better. And then Overshown can fly to the football. That was one of Lewis Riddick's favorite linebackers in this draft, was Overshown.
Mel Kiper, Jr., ESPN senior NFL draft analyst, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And we're doing a good job of listening to what Mel is breaking down.
But are we hearing him?
But are we hearing him? Damn it, it's the other way around. Mel, sleeper overall draft picks, right? Who's a team that really nobody's talking about where you look at them after you go through your whole analysis and you're like, you know what? This team low-key had a great draft that nobody's talking about.
Well, I think it could fall pretty well for a couple teams in that regard. Yeah, I think when you just look at it on paper, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers with Broderick Jones now will help out Kenny Pickett. Joey Porter Jr., they could, if they had gone away from that player at that point, first pick in the second round, you say, woo, boy, okay, Joey Porter's son, good football player. They took him. Keanu Benton is going to make or break their draft, in my opinion. You know, Lewis Riddick had thought maybe he could be the next Chris Jones. I didn't see that. I don't see Keanu Benton being a great player. I think there's some boom or bust there. If he's a boom, this is an A-plus draft. Because Darnell Washington in the third round is a heck of a player. Nick Herbig is a really good linebacker. You can play off ball or get after the quarterback. Corey Trice, long athletic corner, dropped to the seventh round. Anderson will help out at guard. So I think the Steelers, if 3 years from now you look back and Keanu Benton is a dominant presence up front for the Steelers, or a really good presence up front, then this is a better draft than a B-plus draft.
Mm. Mel, let's go back to Seattle for a minute and you talk about where they picked out in the draft. At five, they passed on Jalen Carter and took the corner Witherspoon, and they said to themselves, we want to try to recreate the Legion of Boom. We want long, tall, athletic corners. So they did that. Then they get Smith-Jigbu at the receiver position.
Jigba.
Yeah, it's, I always screw his name up, but whatever. You know who I'm talking about. They get him along the pair with Lockett and DK, and then they pick up Charbonnet at the running back position. But they didn't really feel that void in the interior, something
right.
That they've been gashed against going up against teams like San Francisco that run the football. Where are they going to get that from?
Well, it's going to have to be Cameron Young from Mississippi State. And I kept saying that every time they made a pick. Nice player, but the defensive front still a question mark. Now, Draymond Jones was brought in to help that. He will assist them in that area. But Lewis and I were kind of talking about that. I like the players. That's why I gave him an A grade. Witherspoon, Smith and Jigba, Derek Hall, Zach Charbonnet, Anthony Bradford. Now, all of a sudden, get Cameron Young, get Mike Morris. Now you have addressed that. So now if Cameron Young, that was his basically what Mozzie Smith did at Michigan. Cameron Young did at Mississippi State. Didn't give him a lot of pass pressure, only got a couple career sacks, but a good run stuffer, really stout in the middle. So if they can get something out of both of those in that area, then Seattle's draft is, like I say, an A or A+. I like Charbonnet is going to give Kenneth Walker III a good 1-2 punch, and Kenny McIntosh is a really good receiver out of the backfield. So they can use those two guys. Certainly, I think when you look at Oluwatimi dropping to the fifth round, the center, that was a little of a bit of a surprise. Thought he'd go third or fourth round. So, and Derek Hall plays the run. Derek Hall can seal the edge as well. So let's not forget about him and what he can do in terms of helping out in that area. So Seattle passing on Jalen Carter and taking Devin Witherspoon. How can you criticize that? Devin Witherspoon's the best corner in the draft. He is perfect opposite Tariq Woolen. This team, people say, who's going to challenge the Eagles? Why not the Seahawks?
Mel Kiper Jr., ESPN Radio here, senior NFL draft analyst, of course. Mel, before let's talk about the important New York team, and then we'll talk about the Jets. So you mentioned earlier the Giants had one of the better drafts, right? Mm-hmm. I agree. It seems to me like they've set themselves up where if things break right, then next offseason they do the right things, and then they'll be a Super Bowl contender. What did you like about the Giants draft?
Well, they hit their needs, 1, 2, 3, boom, boom, boom. They got Eric Gray, who's going to be a heck of a backup to Saquon. Saquon has an injury, misses a couple games. This kid's really good, Eric Gray. I like him a lot. John Michael Schmitz is a plug-and-play anchor of your offensive line. Todd said it yesterday, 10-year starter, 10, 12-year starter, probably a Pro Bowler. Deontay, I know, Banks from Maryland, how he played this year. We had talked about him leading up through the process, and then he tested great. And then Jalin Hyatt, I think, is the key. Because he's not finished yet. And that's the thing. A lot of these guys, Howie Roseman talked about it on day three, developing players, getting players better once they're in the NFL, coaching them up. He said, hey, we don't get finished products. And I kept been screaming about that as keynotes for years. So for me, Jalin Hyatt in 3 years will determine what kind of draft the Giants had. Because he needs to put on some weight, get stronger, learn the NFL route tree, come into the NFL and adjust the way defenses attack. And get the job done. So if he can, in time, really develop into a vertical stretch option who can do more than just take a top off a defense, and he fills out, gets stronger, he could be a heck of a player. But that's going to me, that we always say there's one or two guys who will determine your draft that are kind of, I would say, like Keanu Benton, boom or bust. Jalin Hyatt falls into that category for me.
And how about Rodgers and the Jets? How do you feel about them? And how Rodgers is set up this year coming out of the draft, Mel.
Well, there's another guy, Joe Tippmann, who I thought was, I wouldn't say overrated. I think he needs to work on some things. He's on the ground too much. He loses balance at center. He's at high cut, which we had Don Mosbar. You remember him back in the day, Key, with the Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
Rare to get a 6'6", 6'7", center. So for Joe Tippmann, he may be a better guard. But at center, we'll see how he develops and how he's coached. Carter Warren, same thing. Left tackle, who gets a little grabby, had some penalties, had the injury this year, but started 39 career games. Those two guys will determine everything because they're offensive linemen. Aaron Rodgers needs help on the O-line. If he's going to play 2-3 years in with the Jets, those guys have to be by year two, year three, starters and really good players on that offensive line. To go what they did with four linemen gone, what do? Trade down. Well, there's not many. You have to get a partner to make a trade. And in this draft, it was tough to find one. So they have to make a pick. Why not a pass rusher like Will McDonald? And you saw what happened to Buffalo when Von Miller got hurt. No pass rush. This pass rush is so critical. You can't have one, two. You maybe need three in these packages to get him off the edge in situations. Will McDonald's got bend. He's got explosiveness. He's got strip sack ability. I don't have any problem once the tackles and the offensive linemen were gone to take the best player on your board, which happens to be a pass rusher. I don't know how anybody can be really critical of that.
Mel Kiper Jr., ladies and gentlemen.
Mel, one last question before you go. Does Key look like a plus-size Gary Coleman?
Key? I never thought that. No, that's not a comp I would have used, Jay. Key's Key. There's no Key. I will say this. I know if Key knows, he doesn't have a bigger fan in his life than me. Loved Key since he called me back when he was at USC and his career.
Yeah, we're going to show a picture of him in junior high school, apparently.
Yeah, Key is unique, and he is one in and of itself. There's no Key. There's never been another Keyshawn Johnson.
I agree.
Look, show that again. This is how long Mel Kiper Jr. has known Key. Since this age. Since then, he's known Key. Thank you, Mel.
Thanks, Mel. I appreciate
you. You guys are the best. Mel. Take care, man.
All funny games until somebody gets hurt.
Jay's real game funny, plan.
Jay.
Coming up.
Tickled to
Should
death,
we get
huh,
Stacy in here for this?
Because I did. Call Stacy, call back in.
Yeah, are you okay to do this alone or do you need Stacy?
The game plan means the team has to follow it. I get paid to analyze games, not tell you who's going to win.
You get paid
well,
to tell jokes.
Well, why don't you start analyzing the games then, Jay?
That's what I've been doing, Key.
Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Gary, I hear you.
Wet.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and we're ready for Jay's game plan as I get ready to post my Max Fact from this just in on Instagram.
Where's Stacy at today?
That's right. Stacey, my Max Fact was Harden was going to win the game for him. Hey, when you do Instagram, Jay, since you know about this stuff, should I tag James Harden in this, or is that not – what's the etiquette?
You're going to say it to him. Say it out loud. Say it with your chest. Mm. You saying something good or something negative?
Well, it's from yesterday when I said he was going to go off and they were going to win the game.
Okay, yeah, it's love. So
now,
share.
Do I – and I tag Nick Friedel and Monica McNutt too, right, who are laughing at me.
Yeah.
I tag everybody? Is that showing?
Everybody.
I would tag them and say, thanks for laughing at my take yesterday. James, how do you feel about it?
Ooh.
There you go.
I'll just write this.
And then you know what will happen, Max?
What's that?
They'll go dig up all the bad takes.
Uh-oh.
That's what they do.
Tag you.
People in glass houses.
That's what they do.
In other words,
don't throw
stones.
So the best thing to do is just leave it alone. You won. Just leave it alone.
No, I'm going to do it. I'm going
to send
it.
Do it.
Should I tag everybody, though?
The thing is, though, when you say something that's somewhat controversial about somebody, I don't like key when people, like, they say something that's like a hot take. And then they're like,
all right, I won't tag
I say it
Harden.
About James, like, all of a sudden, I don't tag James Harden. Yeah, just James Harden, they spell it out. I'm like, no, I'll tag him if you don't going to say it.
All right, so I won't tag Harden. I'll tag Friedel and Monica.
But if you tag him, what's going to happen is all the bad stuff you said for
the last 4 years. Right. You're right. I live in a glass house.
Have you said a lot of bad stuff about Harden?
Oh, through the years, listen, I tell the truth, yes or no?
Who hasn't he said something bad about?
Well, I tell the truth. I say a lot of good things and bad things depending on how people play. People come to me for the truth, Jay. Do you understand?
Remember, Bill Belichick is the worst head coach in the history of the NFL.
Never said that, but I have pointed out he's one playoff win in 9 seasons without Brady as a quarterback.
That is accurate.
It's accurate.
But I'd rather hang on to 6 championships.
All right, I'll tag Friedel and Monica. I'm doing it right now. That's it. I'm sending it. I'm sharing it. I put something on Instagram
so
once every 5 years. Here we go.
I'm bringing in some help, and the help doesn't know they're coming in. Nuno, you're a diehard Knicks fan. Since I've been doing a horrible job, according to Key, on my takeaways, give me the breakdown for the New York Knicks to get a win against the Heat. Nuno, go.
Well, is Julius going to play, or is it ankle going to be bothering him too much? Is it like, oh, sorry, I can work out before the game, but I can't play? Like, are we going to feel that? Is Jalen Brunson going to play? Is Tibbs going to look at Obi and who's actually scoring and be like, you know what? You just hit the rest of the fourth quarter off. Like, just relax. Like, what's Tibbs going to do? If Jimmy Butler's playing, is he going to actually attack him, or is he just going to let him chill? Like,
this isn't a very good game plan. You're just asking a lot of questions.
I'm going through this. Hey, you know what the game plan? Outscore them. Be tougher than them. Play defense. Like,
write that down. Score more points than the other.
We're building down.
I don't think I'm inspired. I'm going to walk out the locker room, Jay, and go do shoot around, man.
Outscore the heat.
If we score more points than the other two, we might win.
Wait, what was the second one? No, play defense. Got it. Write it down.
Guard the other team.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? Guard the other team.
Is there anything else that you would like to add, Nuno?
I mean, just win the damn game, because I'm not trying to come in here tomorrow and deal with you guys.
I don't know why Nuno doesn't do these breakdowns. That is tremendous game plan. Win the damn game.
All right. Well, that's your That's your New York Knicks Miami Heat breakdown by Nuno. I now delegate my Lakers Warriors breakdown to Joseph Keyshawn Johnson,
A.K.A. Gary Coleman.
You said it. I didn't.
Because you was getting ready to say it.
Plus size Gary Coleman.
I didn't even say anything.
Plus size Gary Coleman.
Number one, when you think about it, they got to control the boards.
Okay.
They can't allow second shot attempts by the Warriors.
Yep.
Not only that, they got to make sure to put LeBron on the block because there's nobody, everybody's smaller than him that could defend him, thinner than him, that could defend him. And if they decide to put Wiggins, they should pound the ball down to him, as well as AD when they want to on the blocks. And they got to get up in Steph. They got to chase him around and run, blitz him and run at him. Whether it's Austin Reeves, whether it's I don't know if D-Lo, what he gonna do, but gotta try. Gotta try though, Jay, with D-Lo, right? You gotta try.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be Vanderbilt. Keith. Vanderbilt's gonna be that guy to guard him. Yeah.
Vanderbilt, you gotta try. You gotta try when you bring in Schroeder. You gotta try. So you got three right there up on him. Other than that, that's really it. No second shot attempts is important. Cleaning the boards is important because when they miss, you got to get the ball. Don't let them get the ball because they're going to make.
Yeah, okay. I would add two things onto the lake. Look, first of all, I think this is going to go 6-7 games. I think it's going to be a really tight series come down to the wire. I would say dominating the paint, like you said it, second chance points, like Anthony Davis and LeBron should punish them on the blocks. Defensive communication is going to be critical for them. Talking because of all the screening action that they're going to be involved in. They're going to have to switch a lot of stuff, but some stuff they're going to have to fight through. And the last thing is, look, Sacramento, which kind of blew my mind for the coach of the year in the NBA with Mike Brown, they played behind Steph, Max, which means they chased Steph on all these pin down actions. The teams that have been successful against Steph have had bigger guards on him where they fronted him. Right, so if Steph is on the baseline, they're not standing behind Steph on the baseline. They're standing in front of him with their back towards the court, saying, "Okay, like now you have to run through my chest.
Stay between your man and the basket.
I have to meet you with physicality. So I'm on the high side of all screens, and whoever that person is, they better have some oxygen tanks ready for them on the sideline because you need to recycle the like between Schroeder and between Vanderbilt. As soon as you get tired, there's no more like I can play through my conditioning." Call out. Like, the sooner you can recognize I'm tired, the more you're going to help your team by subbing out and having somebody who has fresh legs to continue that strategy because you can't play against him tired.
Feels like a bad matchup stylistically for the Lakers, even though, like, when you really look at the team, how much talent do the Warriors really have on that team? It's mostly Steph. When you
think about Clay hasn't been his best self, right?
So that's
Austin Reeves going against Clay.
Clay.
Right, so Austin Reeves has given Clay some of the work this past season.
Yeah.
That's happened. You got Andrew Wiggins who's going to guard LeBron. That's why Key's assessment was great. You want to punish him. But when you play Vanderbilt, the bigger size guard to guard Steph.
You have a shooting issue.
Dre's going to play off Vanderbilt because you can't shoot. So now Bron is going to see multiple double-team looks to help on the board, and that's going to be the challenge.
This is one of the issues with having, at best, average shooters there for their positions in LeBron and AD on the floor, right?
And
like,
AD.
If you have one other guy who can't shoot, it's a spacing.
Well, AD dominates you on the block, but then at the same time, AD likes to come from the weak side and block shots, which Kevon Looney, we just saw, had 10, 11 offensive rebounds, gobbles up things on the board. So those two might negate each other when it's all said and done.
Jay, you forgot something really important.
The coaching matchup?
No. The Warriors just got to score more points than the other team, and then they'll win.
Yes. We're building.
My favorite is, okay, they got to jump out to an early lead, and they have to keep tacking on to the lead.
Wait, Pat, it doesn't sound like a game plan. It just sounds like a whole bunch of questions that Nuno was asking.
Listen, Jay, I'm nervous.
Don't say me. I say, listen, Pat's the one that said it, Nuno, not me.
I know, Pat. Listen, Pat and I have some issues in ourselves, but like, I'm nervous here because what did the Knicks do? They jumped out to an early lead and then they just let Kevin Love look like the best quarterback in New York, just throwing the ball around.
It's true.
Like,
at least he had an answer for that question. What did the Knicks do?
Knicks did nothing.
What
I don't
about
know.
That parade,
they left. See, Yates, brother. I am done with these two guys. James Harden shows up for a game, and all of a sudden, like, they just, oh, my God.
Vegas James, baby.
Yeah.
Vegas
by the way,
James.
Pat and Yates, they're insufferable when it comes to Philly sports. It's unbelievable.
Well, at least none
the
of
name
you guys
Jokic
are ever
and watch what happens.
All right, new clock integrity. Let's go.
See? Who has the best individual performance in the playoffs so far? Is it Steph? Is it Harden? Is it Jimmy Butler? Is it Jokic?
Stop Keyshawn, J. Willamette, Jokic fan.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight. Knicks host the Heat. Presented by Indeed. Don't go down 0-2.
It's Gary, J. Will, and Max. Gary.
Gary?
Gary, J. Will, and Max.
Oh, yeah. Gary, J. Will, and
Gary,
Max. Right,
J.
of course.
Will,
yeah.
Max. Yeah.
Plus size
Plus
Gary.
Size Gary.
Plus size Gary, J. Will, and Max. What? Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80.
Key, when did you become plus size?
Man, 6'4".
Like is that post-career, like post-training?
I mean, compared to
no
Gary Coleman, that's plus-plus.
I have
plus
no idea. I have no idea what that young man was talking about, Jay. I really don't.
What do you think you look like, Key?
Look, you heard Mel Kiper. I'm just me. That's it.
Because Jay does look like Curtis Granderson. That's for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
We get that all the time.
You could... I mean, you know how y'all – never mind.
Key.
That's why I said never
boy,
mind.
Boy, he's so stupid.
You know how they say, Max.
Yeah.
You look like somebody.
Alan Gates said Drew Holiday looks like Lil Nas X. So, I mean, we got a lot
real
going
on. Real rap, though.
By the way,
Rob
I can't –
Rob Lowe was in here and said that he looks like Palinka. Rob
looks
Lowe
like Rob
said
Palinka.
That. Yeah.
I got to bring it up. Did y'all happen to see any of this stuff from the Met Gala last night? Did you see Jared Leto – come as a huge
Hello Kitty?
Kitty.
Was he Hello Kitty?
Oh, I did see this on social media.
He came as a kitty cat.
Social media.
Like Doja Cat dressed up as a cat.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of stuff.
Oh, that's what I saw. Doja Cat
meow.
As a cat.
Little Nas X, he was like a character from Avatar.
I don't know what that was. It was
I don't know what
silver or something, right?
It was like a silver Avatar.
I see everything on social media now.
I can't with the outfits.
I don't even communicate with people unless it's Instagram reels I'm sending them. That's the only way I communicate.
To me and to Yates, because we really want to know, because you know this stuff. What is the Met? Like, what is it? Like, tell me what it is doing.
I don't know.
You really don't know?
I really don't know.
You
I've
have
never
an
been.
NFT of it you showed
I've
us.
I've never been to the Met Gala, nor do I ever want to go.
Hmm. No, I want to go.
What
I think
a lie,
I'm
Jay.
Go.
You'd be there in a second.
No, I think I want to go. I've turned so it down several times, but I think I want to go now.
But what you going to wear, though, Key? You got to wear some wild stuff.
No,
like a suit with your back out?
All right, Key, so I got it. Suit. Don't hit it with the Bad Bunny, though. Stop.
I'm just asking a question.
Key, the Bad Bunny, he had a suit on the front, but the back was open. It was like a woman's dress with the back open and had a chain down the middle of the back. Anyway.
Key, if you go to that, I'm having an intervention. You're not going.
The Met Gala, I looked it up, Key.
Why can't I go?
No, they got a hold of you a long time ago. It's enough already. It's enough.
The Met Gala is a popularly regarded as the world's most prestigious and glamorous fashion event and social gathering. It's known as fashion's biggest night.
I think, you know, when I played and stuff like that, and early on in my ESPN career, I had no desire. For some reason, I feel like, you know, it might be cool to go.
Of course you think that. I saw pictures of you holding a pig in the Caribbean Sea the other day. Of course you would think it's cool to go to the Met Gala.
Would you wear flip-flops?
Wait, can we put up the picture of Bad Bunny, though, so Key can see that?
No. I saw it with the long – he had the long thing on the back of the
train that kind of followed him.
Yeah, no, I saw it. I saw it.
The best is like –
You think his back is cold,
guys
though?
Carrying the stuff like this behind them.
That's what it is. If you look at Westbrook's uniform that he had on.
Uniform. Why you call it uniform?
Man, that's what it looked like, a uniform. It looked like a uniform. Like he worked at a hotel, the doorman at the hotel.
The bellhop.
Yeah, the bellhop from like the 60s or the 50s or something like that, like a bellhop. So I get it. It's costume, it's fashion. You know, people dress up all type of ways. It would be cool.
Like Halloween, man. Come on. It's fashion. It's Halloween. It's
Max
a costume party.
Max funny as hell. He goes, we're going to have an intervention because they.
No, I'm not. If I see you at the Met Gala, I'm going to run up and tackle you and drag you out of there. We're going to the Met Gala.
I'm getting everybody tickets. $80,000 for a ticket, Keith.
You realize if you showed little Keyshawn Johnson.
Look at Keith's face. Wait, $80,000 for a ticket. Not only is it invite only, but then you have to pay $80,000.
Me and Keith be scalping those.
You have to pay $80,000 to go.
Yeah, on second thought, the coldest thing in the world to me is free. That's the coldest thing in the world. Free is for me.
Yeah.
Anything when it's free and you ain't got to pay for it, that's the coldest thing in the world. But when you start talking about, but maybe it's a donation, though, Jay, and they're just saying it's $80,000. Yeah, maybe it's an $80,000 donation.
Sure, yeah,
just
whatever.
Just imagine if you took little Keyshawn in South Central when he was a little kid, right, and showed him a picture of what it would look like.
Jay, I mean, Max, little Keyshawn with the bad circle hairline?
Yeah, yeah, and showed him a picture of, like, what it would look like if you ever went to the Met Gala as a 50-year-old. You're at the Met Gala. He would not – it would be like little Keyshawn looking at a Martian. He would try to figure out, like, what's going on here?
Man, if you saw Janelle Monáe's outfit, though.
Man, I haven't checked out all
the
stuff, Jay.
Max Googling it right now.
You got to send me.
Yates Googling it right now.
What makes you think I'm Googling anything?
Okay, Janelle,
you got to send some of it to me, though, man. I need to really take a look at some of these outfits and decide for myself what looks good and what doesn't.
I really want to know what you would wear to this joint.
I probably would just be normal.
Big cat costume.
Nah, yo. You're going to come as a costume. Big thing of kale or something.
A big thing of kale.
Suit made out of kale.
Avocado suit made out of kale.
Arugula.
I'm trying to be eco-friendly.
No, it's parsley. It's arugula, dog.
Eco-friendly. This is made from kale.
Oh, my God. How long? That's probably already been done, I'll bet.
Let me see.
All these people are out of control.
They got to me, Max.
They got to you, man, at a young age. You had money for too long. You've been too rich for too long.
He has not been done yet. An outfit made from kale has not been done yet at the Met Gala.
It's a costume party, man. It's a bunch of grown-ups at a Halloween party. That's what it looks like.
It's a big high school. That's all it is. You exchange numbers. You exchange ideas. You do. I'm sure they're there, hey, man, what you want to do? Want to get on this track with me? Do this, that. Oh, I'm coming with a fashion line. I want to, that's what they're doing. They're doing all that stuff, talking about NFTs and whatnot and investments.
I need to see, like, Ghostface and Ray show up at the Met Gala with, like, a giant gold eagle on his arm. Yeah.
I mean, James Harden pretty much showed up to the Met Gala last night with that outfit.
Who had
the best? Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that was either.
You want to sneak in a call here before we pay some bills? Pay some bills.
No, that's 1960 radio, Max. Yeah. I told you about that.
1960 radio.
Let's get to this. We got Brandon
to
California.
Brandon
to California, because Max has to keep talking.
You're on KJM.
Hey guys, how's it going, man? I'm gonna go with the best performance, man, as Steph Curry in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. His 50 points on the road, 20 for 38, 7 for 18. Man, I've never seen nothing like it. Even though I'm from the Bay Area, Steph Curry had the number one performance. I got to go with Jimmy Butler, 6 points for the second performance, and then y'all can put whoever after that.
There you go. That's
Jimmy Butler's performance was sort of like harder, but the circumstance of being in a Game 7 on the road, title defense, reigning finals MVP, down in the third quarter, drop 50 on that kind of shooting, it's hard to argue.
No, it is. It's hard to argue that
that's not number one because of the circumstances.
Yeah, it's hard to argue.
Yeah, Steph is number one.
He's number one, but you can still make a this dude.
He's still coughing?
Cough-o-matic over there.
Don't let Stacey fool you, man. I know she be calling and she gives you some gems, but you can't follow Stacey blindly.
She's very persuasive.
Can't follow Stacey blindly.
You start holding those L's, man. I look over you. You're holding
kryptonite.
This L. I'm like,
she's taking my power.
Yes.
Put some sanitizer on your hands, man.
Yeah, I got to go wash my hands.
Definitely do. You've coughed like 18,000 times, and I've yet to see you do anything remotely.
No. I went in and I sneezed before I went in and washed my hands.
You didn't watch. I can only imagine. I can only imagine what that mic smell like now.
Bring it over here, Paul. give me a little spray.
No, don't do that. I hate the way that.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Oh my God, Max Kellerman, boy, you're germy. I gotta watch you, man.
I don't like the way I'm being painted here.
Just like, come on, man. Just
888 say ESPN.
You know the little germ. You know the little germ.
So do you.
Symbol. They need to put Max face on it instead of the little germ.
I'm cleaner than the Board of Health.
At two.
Well, I happen to sneeze and cough a bit. That's true.
The guy.
New pandemic occurred.
I have a prominent
Max, that
proboscis.
Guy sneezing on the plane and just gross.
Filter out everything in the air.
Long nose.
888-SAY-ESPN, KJM.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Go get your money, really little Duffer Bang boy.
All right. Who had the best individual performance in the playoffs so far?
Can you see this? I've changed the name from Lysol to Maxol. That's what Paulie did.
First of all,
he changed it to Maxol.
You got COVID every other day. I never see you're like,
wow, is that something to joke around with?
Every other day.
But wait, you see what he just did,
joke around
but
with
do you see what he just did?
What's that?
See, he said,
I gave you to LeBron. I baited you.
He said, is that something to joke around with? Sure. So at that point, you can't do anything.
You can't say anything.
Yeah, right. It's almost
you gotta
like,
lay out.
But every other day.
No, don't do it to the show. No. No. Max, no.
No, you can't say
anything.
I can't say anything.
Who made up those rules?
Who said?
It's the religious thing. You can't say. You got to leave that alone, right?
Maxol.
You can't touch it.
Maxol.
You got to just go with it now, Maxol. You got to leave it alone.
Damn.
You can't.
Who said?
You can't joke about he had COVID every other day or every other week.
Well,
or
we got vaccines every other month. You're okay if you have it. It's like a bad cold.
Can't do it.
No, you can't mess with it.
Who had the best individual performance in the playoffs so far?
Right.
Don't put Max in the corner.
Max don't like being in the corner at all.
As soon as you say something like that, you can't. You gotta.
I don't
like
at all.
Religion, like, Max, Max, you gotta.
Don't even like
it
a little bit.
Trying to have a show tomorrow. No.
There's three things.
One thing about sitting next to someone for a couple of years every day for 5 hours a day is they get to know you.
We know each other so well.
Look, there's three things you can't mess with.
Yeah, what's that?
Can't mess with death. Mm-hmm. You can't mess with COVID now. Mm-hmm. You can't mess with religion. You got to leave all that alone.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Just,
don't touch it.
As soon as somebody, you just, boom,
hey,
leave it alone.
No. Not me. I'm out.
Yeah.
They'll counsel you, Max. I'm telling you. Mm.
J-Dub in Ohio has something to say to you, Keyshawn.
Oh, God.
Get him, Jay.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are my fellow friends doing?
All right, brother. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing just great. I just called in to say that Keith, do me a favor, man. Put your arm around your little baby brother, Jay Will, there, man, and tell him to stop giving us those tail signs when he come in the morning that he had a bad night at the parlay.
Mm.
No, that ain't Jay. That's more Yates, I think.
But what are the tells? He's saying he has tells, so, okay, like playing poker, that you can tell when Jay had a bad night. So, J-Dub, what are the tells? What are Jay's tells?
Man, you can see Jay Will, his expression, his voice tone, and he... Oh, my goodness. He huffed and puffed about any individual that didn't show up the night before.
By the way, J Dub makes such a good point. J-Dub, I'm talking about how, like, I lab J the last couple of years. I know him now, but he's right. That's why he's so salty at the Celtics. Has nothing to do with anything other than he lost money.
It's supposed to cover, man.
He just lost money, and so you're mad at the Celtics now. That's why you didn't give
Harden
the credit.
I can neither confirm nor deny that, J-Dub. Next caller.
See, other people were misinterpreting that as Jay hating on Harden. He wasn't hating on Harden. He was mad at Boston.
Did Jay take Harden's under last night?
You took the under on Harden, plus you didn't.
I don't bet like that,
plus
guys.
You picked
That's
the Celtics to cover, didn't you?
That's Yates.
I was flourishing last night. So
You've been flourishing
the last, like, 2.5-3 weeks.
I'm on a burner. And I won the Kobe's yesterday. You can't tell me nothing.
Can't tell me
Mark
nothing.
Mark in Ohio. No, Eddie in Denver.
Why you skip over Mark
in
Ohio?
Well, because that Mark was next. Eddie was next, and then the other guy was
What's
gone.
What's up, Eddie?
Hey, hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up, sweetie?
I'm going to make this I'm gonna make it real quick. Lakers in five. Hemi buckets, number one. Because Steph Curry did exactly what he's supposed to do. You're a champion. Put your team on your back and actually win the game. Everybody get off key until you write a book, take a full season off, get paid, and come back and win the championship. KD is a titty boy, and he's always been a runner. Denver wins the division. Max, you look like a grown man boss baby. And I'm out.
A grown man boss baby. I've seen Boss Baby, as
I
a matter of
your,
fact.
You're Alec Baldwin. You're Alec Baldwin.
What are you going to do?
Boss baby.
He said take a year off.
He said, take a year off.
He said, you took a year off.
He said, you took a year off.
Yeah, he said, Jay, you can't touch key until you
I've written a book, though. He's wrong about
take
that.
Take a year off.
Yeah,
and
he posed naked
on
the
cover. I did take a year off when I got hurt.
Like an ESPN body issue
or
something.
I took a year off. I got hurt. I was gone.
And then win a title. Win a Super Bowl.
And I won a title.
No,
I won
after
a title.
You took a year
off. No. He didn't specify.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He didn't specify. I've done all that. Got it, Jay.
Find the next guy, man.
Mark in Ohio, you're on KJM.
Pal.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing? Good.
Mark, I just want you to know, Max skipped over you the last call, but don't
well,
hold that
Well, here I am
him.
On yeah. Mark now. So what's up, Mark?
Yeah. How y'all doing, man? I called y'all last week. Glad to
is
be on the
really
show
Mark?
Again.
Is this really Mark?
Jada,
or is, this,
said...
is this Patrick Mahomes?
Sounds like Jada.
Sounds like Pat Mahomes. Sounds like Patrick Mahomes.
No, this is Mark, Jay. This Mark. But, guys, I wanted to tell you, I love the show, man. Y'all are the best. I know y'all already know this.
For sure.
But I love the show. I love the music, the sound effects, everything Yates do. All you guys, I love it, man. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Do you like Pat also? What about Pat?
I have to tell Yates what to do. He doesn't actually do it.
Yeah, Pat's cool. Okay. Pat's cool.
Pat's all right. Pat likes to tell you know certain people what to do on the show, but we won't specify what people.
Look, let's just continue with the call, Jay.
In fact, that's an order.
But I wanted to say I'm going to go with Jimmy Butler first. I think. What he has done with the supporting cast that he has, I'm going to have to put that one first. Then I'm going to say Steph, even though I feel like we wasn't surprised Steph had 50. We knew he was going to come with it. And then James Harden, and then Jokic. That's my order.
Okay. No D Book in there?
D Booker, I will give him an honorable mention.
Okay.
But I will also have to give AD an honorable mention, as I told you last week, Jay. Memphis had nothing for us, man. They had nothing for us. You're doing it again today.
Maybe that works in your favor, though. You know what I mean? Maybe when I pick against the Lakers, they win. Mm-hmm. So you should want me to continue to do the same thing. You know what I mean?
You've been picking against
the
Lakers.
Yeah, but I'm going to also call you like Stacey been calling you and get on you again, Jay.
Well, I picked the Lakers to win the series. What y'all talking about?
Hey,
did you?
Don't let Key fool you with these TV tricks.
No, ain't no Key. I don't remember that, though.
What do you remember?
I don't remember.
What do you remember?
You was all Memphis Grizzlies for the last 3 years as far as I know.
Now you're making stuff up.
Gritty.
Oh, my God.
He was Gritty and Key.
I've been down to Memphis, and I can tell you.
Jay has him as back-to-back champions this year at Denver.
Jay.
They should be defending the title by now.
All Memphis.
He walked in playing whoop that trick. He wasn't going for that
trick.
You come on now.
Ride the beam.
Every now and then, you are wrong.
What?
No, he's constantly been saying ride the beam.
It's ride the beam.
Instead of
Max,
light
you're from
to beam.
Jersey too. Ride the wave. Hold on.
Come on, man. Leave Jersey alone. We didn't do nothing to
you. It's been another show. That's for sure. I don't know what kind of show.
Max,
we laughed, we cried.
Max, bring in your IFB tomorrow, please.
Oh God, no. remember,
yes.
You are supposed to listen and not hear. You hear listen. To listen.
I'm sorry.
Listen.
I don't. Did someone say something? Greeny coming up. KJM back tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.